The drought has not been friendly to Lake Mead. Dry winters in the Rockies have reduced snowmelt into the Colorado River, which impacts the level of Lake Mead. Still, federal water managers say we've managed to skirt an official shortage declaration for a while longer. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the lake remains about 2 feet above that emergency trigger line. Dan Bunk is the River Operations Manager for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Dan Bunk, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rachel.
Dan, let's talk about that shortage declaration. What does that mean? And what would it mean if it happened?
Okay. Yeah. If there was a shortage determination in the lower basin, the states of Arizona and Nevada would take a shortage reduction. And this is part of the 2007 interim guidelines that were implemented in 2007 and in place through 2026.
What elevation then would be a shortage?
So the first level of shortage is at elevation 1075.
Uh-huh. And
the way we determine a shortage is we use a model, which is called the 24-month study. It will project the January 1 elevation for the upcoming year. And so we run this model each month. And so the 1077 you're referring to is from our March 24-month study. But we don't actually make the operational decision until we run the August 24-month study. So we look ahead to the January 1 elevation in August. If it's above 1075, we would be in a normal condition. If it's below 1075, it would be a level 1 shortage condition.
So we're 2 feet away from that right now?
Currently, that's what the projections are showing, yeah.
That doesn't seem like very much to me. If the drought doesn't change, do we have a rough estimate of when that shortage could be declared?
Well, there is still about a 17% chance of shortage in 2019 due to the remaining hydrologic and operational uncertainty between now and August. But luckily, Powell's release, like the release from Lake Powell, is still projected to be 9.0 million acre feet this year, which should be enough to keep Mead above the shortage level in 2019.
Has a shortage ever been declared before?
There never has been a shortage in the lower basin.
And you said that means that Southern Nevada and Arizona would have to take cutbacks as set forth by an agreement among the states. What exactly would that look like? I mean, can you tell us that at all, or would that be more of a question for Southern Nevada Water Authority?
Yeah, that would definitely be a question for Southern Nevada Water Authority. They would take a reduction of 13,000 acre feet out of their 300,000 acre foot annual allocation.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of how they manage that reduction would be a good question for Southern Nevada.
What do you think it would take to prevent a shortage from happening for the next 5 years, say? How much water would we need to really prevent that from happening?
Okay, it's a good question, and I think it's one, you know, we're working on. I will say that to this point, through 2017, through different storage and conservation programs, we've managed to put about 1.6 million acre feet in Lake Mead. And so that's equivalent to about 20 feet in elevation. So, you know, if we're at elevation 1088 today, that means theoretically we could have been at elevation 1068 without these programs. Now, if you're looking ahead, you know, 5 years from now, so much of it depends upon the hydrology and how that affects the releases out of Lake Powell. We could continue on with these storage and conservation programs and build another 20 feet in Lake Mead. However, if we return to the first 5 years of the drought, which were the driest 5-year period on record, it might not be enough to offset the impact of that.
We're talking to Dan Bunk. He's the River Operations Manager for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. We're talking about the drought and how it's impacted Lake Mead. So everybody who visits or drives past Lake Mead can see the infamous bathtub ring. It's the white ring that shows how high the lake used to be. How much has it dropped? You know, when people see that ring, give us a little bit of an idea of how much that is and put that into some, like, historical perspective for us.
Luckily, before the drought started in 2000, the system was essentially full. And so you only saw maybe a sliver of that white ring around Lake Mead. But since the drought started in 2000, Lake Mead has declined by about 140 feet. And so if you're at the lake and you see that white band around the lake, that's about 140 feet of vertical elevation that you're looking at.
Do you have any idea of how much water that would be in gallons?
I would need a calculator to calculate that. It's approximately 14 million acre feet, which is more than half of the storage in Lake Mead.
Wow.
So, but I'm not sure about the conversion to gallons.
It's a big number.
Yeah, it's big.
There's a term I heard recently regarding elevation levels of Lake Mead, and that is Deadpool. That sounds scary. Can you tell me what that is and what it means?
Okay. So each reservoir has what's called a Deadpool elevation. And so essentially what that means is that's the point at which water can no longer be fed through the outlet works of the dam via gravity. So for Lake Mead, the Deadpool elevation is 895. And so if Lake Mead were to get to below that elevation, you would no longer be able to pass water through the penstocks, which feed the water into the turbines.
Hoover Dam wouldn't be able to produce electricity anymore. Is that what you're saying?
At 895, it wouldn't be able to pass water through unless we actually pumped it over the dam somehow. And it also wouldn't be able to produce electricity below that elevation.
So none of the lower basin states would be able to get their allotments at that point.
It'd be very difficult, and I'd have to say yes, they wouldn't be able to.
States in the lower basin that rely on the Colorado River, you know, Southern Nevada, California, Arizona, and Mexico, they're trying right now to agree on a drought contingency plan when that fateful day comes where a shortage is declared. The details are still being negotiated, but part of it consists of Lake Mead essentially acting as a bank for conserved and unused water. You talked about that a little bit a second ago. Can you explain to us how that works a little bit more in detail?
So to start, this concept of what we call intentionally created surplus, or this banking concept, it's already part of the 2007 interim guidelines. So there's already a mechanism in place where water users that have the correct forbearance agreements and a plan in place that gets approved for storing water in Mead, they've already have water stored in Mead as ICS under the 2007 interim guidelines.
How does the Bureau of Reclamation fit into this plan then? I mean, what would be your role in the drought contingency plan?
Well, we're continuously working on ways to improve system efficiency and to generate, even though the government doesn't necessarily own water, it can create water through various projects. And so we're working on improving operational efficiency in the lower part of the basin.
And my engineer with a calculator said that number would be about 4 trillion gallons.
Okay.
The water has gone down.
Wow.
So a lot of people want to know when they would stop being able to enjoy Lake Mead for what it has become, a place of recreation, like fishing and boating, that kind of thing. At what point would the drought really affect that kind of stuff?
Well, that's a very good question for the National Park Service. They've already had some impacts from the lower levels. But at the same time, I know they're always assuring folks that there's still plenty of access to the lake and it's still a wonderful place to go.
At this point in time, what would you say is your biggest concern about Lake Mead?
I think the length of the drought would be my biggest concern. So it's the current 18-year period that started in 2000, it's the driest period on record. And now we've got this 19th year where the inflow is forecast to be about 50% of average. And so the question is, how long will the drought continue? And, you know, even the best hydrologists and climatologists don't know the answer to that question. But as a water manager, we need the good tools in place to help us manage both reservoirs on, when it's on the lower side and on the higher side. And so I think it's just planning for potentially lower reservoir elevations is my biggest concern.
Do you think that's the new norm? I mean, at what point is it no longer a drought and does this become just the new reality?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to say. We have had droughts in the past based on the paleo record that goes back about 1,200 years that have been longer and more severe. But I know there's other data out there suggesting that this could be a new norm.
Dan Bunk is the River Operations Manager for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. We've been talking about Lake Mead and that infamous bathtub ring that surrounds it. Dan Bunk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Rachel.